Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, the news just gets crazier and crazier. Every day gets more insane. No, it's not your imagination. The planet is going through unbelievable changes right now. There are so many huge fundamental developments unfolding across our world. And it's only going to intensify. It's only going to get more and more crazy because this is an engineered global government operation. They have to destroy the existing system to build their new collectivist Borg system controlled by the untouchable, above the law, offshore banks and the families that own them that have engineered this system. Now, I want to have wide open phones today. In the last 30 minutes, we're going to look at this incredible report out of the Los Angeles Times. But it's not really incredible when you know history. The FBI agents that ordered other FBI agents to stand down with the supposed hijackers training at U.S. military bases and private flight schools, that's on record. They were ordered to stand down. They were reprimanded or fired, those that wanted to stop who they believe were the terrorists, the decoys, the patsies. One FBI agent even said they've got a plan, I think, to fly a plane to the World Trade Center. And they said, you're off the case. Shut up. Just a few months before 9/11. And don't tell anybody what you just told us. Well, the FBI agents that did their job, they got reprimanded, fired, or got in trouble in other ways. And those that block them got record cash bonuses and promotions, the Washington Post reported. And I cover that in my film Road to Tyranny, also in The Masters of Terror. Well, here's another case of it in the Los Angeles Times today. And we've got Glenn Spencer joining us from Arizona, from American Patrol, to give us his inside take on it. He's got a lot of key intel. ATF promotes supervisors in controversial gun operation. Doesn't matter if we got caught, boys. We're still going to use it against the Second Amendment. And by the way, you're promoted. Those that blew the whistle about this, they're demoted. How's that sound? Are you with us in our criminal takeover of America? In the three dead Border Patrol and the five dead cops. Hip, hip, hooray, they say. Three men who have been criticized for pushing on with the border weapons sting, even as it came apparent, receive new management jobs in Washington. They have been promoted, just like everybody else that stood down on 9/11, because they didn't screw up. They did exactly what they were supposed to do, destabilize Mexico and demonize the Second Amendment, and the Justice Department's been caught engaging in perjury. The Justice Department has been caught lying to Congress, so has the Attorney General. But hey, he got caught lying back in Oklahoma City, and his memos have been made public about this is a D-Day situation, men. We've got to cover this up. Memos. Just pull up the Oklahoma City Eric Holder memos and emails. You can read them. They've come out in federal court. This is a maximum effort D-Day operation. We've got to get into Oklahoma City and cover this up. Get in. Cover what up? Cover what up, buddy boy? Oh, it got covered up with Cop of the Year, didn't it? Who was there and watched the ATF running around and who were involved in the attack on Oklahoma City. And Terrence Yakey believed he'd been poisoned. He was trying to get to his storage facility to get the evidence out, to get it to his partner. He called his partner. He says, I got feds following me. Meet me where we usually meet. He'd left and told his wife he thought they poisoned him. And when they found him, they tortured him hardcore to death. These are the good guys that run America. You know, the ones that tell you torture's good. All right, I haven't even gotten into all the big news yet, and it's coming up. But the last 30 today, we're going to be breaking down that facet. Good job on Jaron getting Glenn Spencer on this so fast.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, the 16th day of August, 2011. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. We have Glenn Spencer, a researcher and reporter, joining us in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, dealing with the ATF promoting the high-level ATF agents that even after their subordinates reported that the gun running into Mexico was criminal and killing citizens and cops on both sides of the border, including Border Patrol, they continued the operation to then demonize the Second Amendment. They have been promoted and given giant raises. This is standard procedure. The FBI agents that ordered their underlings to stand down on 9/11, including FBI agents that said, I believe they want to get an aircraft and fly them into the World Trade Center. They said, that's it. Shut up. You're off the case. And when they spoke about it, they demoted those officers, those agents in Minneapolis, in Phoenix and other areas. And it's the same situation here. Smoking gun evidence of criminal activity reporting and the system supporting these individuals. Now, we're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast. It's all coming out, dealing with Rick Perry being a giant Al Gore supporter. That's all coming up. Tons of international news, financial news. But first, I want to premiere here for radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers the Ron Paul Tipping Point. We're going to premiere this special report now.
If you get video of Sarah Palin or get a soundbite from her, bring that back to us. You can hold the Ron Paul stuff.
That's the one thing Donald Trump has ever been right about, is that he's unelectable.
We are in the business of kicking candidates out of the race.
This Ron Paul is going to destroy this party.
Paul's doing very well out in Iowa, and I don't think that's going to thrill a lot of the Republican establishment.
My friends, we have reached a tipping point in the United States. Congressman Ron Paul, a true defender of liberty and freedom, a man who's never compromised in his speeches, but more importantly in his actions with his votes in Congress, a person who has an absolutely perfect voting record when it comes to the Constitution, is surging right now. He has won the coveted CPAC straw poll 2 years in a row. He has dominated the New Hampshire straw poll. He came in second place, despite the fact that Michelle Bachmann admittedly bought 4,000 votes in the Iowa straw poll. He is winning all over the country, other straw polls, other online polls, scientific polls. He's gotten more money from the military than all the other Republicans combined, and he's gotten more than Obama got. Think about that. And the list goes on and on and on. He is routinely in the top five search terms on Google. Other candidates don't even show up. But something else is happening here. You may go outside and see that the sky is blue. The so-called mainstream, and they're not really mainstream anymore, and that's the tipping point I'm about to get to, the so-called mainstream media is been beating the drum with this mantra that Ron Paul can't win. Ron Paul's a joke. The system is running scared in a headlong panic of Ron Paul. They knew his potential in 2008 and successfully sold the hoax that he was unelectable. But this time, the shrill cries are deafening from Rush Limbaugh, hatefully talking about how Ron Paul will destroy their precious neocon warmongering party.
This Ron Paul is going to destroy this party if they keep, if this is nuts on parade.
To CNN pundits saying there's no way he can win.
If you look at the top two here, Michelle Bachmann followed by Ron Paul, you could argue that the polls are showing those are among the two that do the worst put up against President Obama.
To reports at Politico, where they say Michelle Bachmann gets first place. Palenty gets third. No mention of Ron Paul. Why are they so scared of Ron Paul? Well, the ruling class of this country, the Fortune 100, the private Federal Reserve, have amassed their wealth through monopoly. They've amassed their wealth through insider, anti-capitalist, crony systems. And now their system is basically imploding because of their corrupt policies and activities and looting. And here's Ron Paul, who's called it every step of the way with incredible precision, who has the constitutional answers to get our country back on the right track, and the system is scared to death. They're like vampires faced with a cross or holy water or a truckload of garlic. They are in absolute panic mode because they've looked at the numbers and they know Ron Paul is the real front runner in the 2012 election. And they know that if he continues to catch on, even their electronic voting machines won't be able to stop a landslide. And if they did, the public would see right through it. So they have to convince you that he's unelectable. They have to sell you on the idea that, oh, I like Ron Paul, but he's not available. You know, he can't win. The fact that Ron Paul is the true frontrunner and is popular across the political spectrum, and major political analysts have had to admit that only Ron Paul can effectively beat Barack Obama. That's why the system is scared of him. And that illustrates how awake people are, that Ron Paul is the most popular, and if this was a fair game and wasn't rigged, would be our next president. So some of you then say, well, Alex, why are you supporting Ron Paul if you think it's rigged? Well, we've got to fight whether it's rigged or not. Ron Paul is in there injecting real issues about the Federal Reserve, torture, preemptive wars, the inflation tax. Everything that he's warned us about is now coming true. And so he's there bearing testament to the truth and rallying more and more young people. You know, the Bilderberg Group 3 years ago panicked, according to our sources, and said, the kids aren't into mainline neocon conservatism. They're not into communism, both systems we control. They're into true libertarianism. They're into constitutionalism. They're rediscovering the laws and the systems and the civilization that defeats tyrants. They're discovering the shield that allows people to grow and live and be prosperous. And in closing, that is the most important point. The tipping point is reached. Ron Paul's popularity is growing exponentially, and it is a manifestation of how popular liberty is and the fact that the spirit of 1776 is being rediscovered. And the tipping point is more illustrated by the full court press when they saw him getting standing ovations and winning that Republican primary with all those other wolves attacking this lion. And the fact that the public that was there watching was totally sold on his message, they panicked and threw everything they could Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at him. They sent in Bachmann to buy the votes. They did it all. All the stops were removed. They gave full power to their system. And what happened? They failed. And so today on Monday, oh, Politico changed their headline. It was Bachmann won and Paul came in second. And Associated Press came out and said, once a fringe candidate, Paul shaping 2012 race. He's the leader. Associated Press. That's the proof of the total tipping point being reached. We're right on the cusp. We've got to put our maximum effort in. Is article after article after article after article saying Ron Paul was treated wrong. Ron Paul was screwed. Ron Paul can win. It's a hoax that Ron Paul can't win. They already knew that beforehand, but you caught them. They came and told you that you couldn't have Ron Paul. They told you he wasn't an option on the menu. You came in and you said, I want the filet mignon with the au gratin potatoes and green beans. And they said, sorry, sir, it's not on the menu. You said it is on the menu. And they said, oh, it's a mistake, it's not. And you looked over and watched them deliver a plate of it to somebody. You're going, no, I know that's on the menu. And so they're like, oh, you're right, he is on the menu. Okay, Ron Paul is in the forefront, but let's look at Rick Perry over here. You know, he was Al Gore's campaign chairman in Texas. He does support forced inoculations. He has nice hair. He talked about secession. How does that sound? They are throwing everything at the American people right now. The bankers either gain the whole world through their fraud or they lose it all now. They have gambled everything. They will either succeed now or fall forever. And it's the same thing for the March of Liberty. We succeed because we resist. And the system is running scared of Ron Paul right now. Their attempt to sell the public on the fraudulent idea that he's unelectable. No one is unelectable if you decide to elect them. Don't let them choose for you. Their scam may have worked 3.5 years ago, but now when someone so clearly is a front runner, he should be our next president. And they're going to pull out every stop, just like they did with Rand Paul. But as that election illustrates, no amount of lies and spin is going to stop the people once they're aware of the fraud. Once you're aware of the magician's trick, no amount of bull will sell you on the fraud anymore. The tipping point is here. They got their hind ends handed to them when they ran the hoax that he couldn't be elected. And now they're backing off, but only for a time. They'll be back with new tricks. Maybe they'll say Ron Paul kidnapped a woman, like they said about Rand, or that he kept black slaves in his basement, or that he's part alien. Maybe they'll say that he hurts little puppy dogs. You better know they're going to try to assassinate his character and his name because they're trying to assassinate the idea of liberty and freedom. But all the king's horses and all the king's men cannot put the New World Order's garbage and propaganda back together again. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We just premiered the video / audio presentation, The Ron Paul Tipping Point. And it's very important that once it goes up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, that all of our listeners who are online get that video and send it to all of your brainwashed mainline Republican friends. Because there is a continuity of agenda by the mega banks and corporations for now more than 50 years that's coming to fruition now to totally destroy the once free republic that we live in. The rhetoric is different between Republicans and Democrats. But at the end of the day, their actions are the same. And coming up in the next long segment, I'm going to get to some very exciting news. It has now come out in the Associated Press, Politico, and a whole bunch of other newspapers last night and today that, yes, Rick Perry was the chief of staff and the chairman of Al Gore's campaign in Texas for president. Now, I mean, I don't make stuff up. It was you people calling me a George Soros operative for talking about that, you got it backwards, okay? You people, and you're still going to try to deny it, but it was clearly, you know, they had the Dallas blog that every day worships Rick Perry come out months ago and basically say I was making all this stuff up as well, but it doesn't matter. Truth comes out. Even though it's sad but true, it comes out. And only the truth is going to start setting things right in this country and this world. Buying into lies and saying, that's not true, he didn't work for Al Gore. That's not true, he wasn't for forced inoculations. That's not true, he didn't go to Bilderberg Group. That's not true, he didn't vote for gun control when he was in the Texas legislature. That's not true. Yes, it is true. It is true and more. We're going to go over it. And the fact that the hoax against Ron Paul has backfired in their face, and now it's one of the big media issues, is why did the media try to basically cover up the Ron Paul candidacy? Fox, CNN, The Daily Show, they're all having to talk about it because their people meters went off the charts. There was an absolute revolt last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, not just by Alex Jones. You see, I'm just a bellwether. I'm like a weather vane on top of your house, which way the wind's blowing. And I indicate which way people that love liberty are going. Okay? I don't turn with the wind. I always point straight towards liberty. And I see what other people see. I get outraged just like you get outraged. And This totally backfired on them, as I said yesterday on the radio, and as I said in the video I shot last night that Aaron stayed up all night to produce. I ordered him not to stay up all night. I said, it can come out the next day if you need to go home. And when I left here at about 7:30 and I got here this morning, and he said, the video's completed. That's dedication. And those of us that love liberty, we have that type of dedication that Aaron Dykes has. He will work 2 days in a row with nothing but coffee and health food powering him. By the way, I'm very proud of Aaron. Aaron and I both have gotten a bit portly over the years, and Aaron's probably lost 20, 30 pounds. I'm really, really proud of him. He's my role model. I wish I had the steel will of Aaron. Really proud of Aaron Dykes. It's great to work with him. Now, really proud of this entire crew, by the way. It is an enjoyment every day to come in here with the great people that work in my office and their love of liberty and all the different interesting characters that are here. I just want to say that my crew is wonderful. And you, the listeners, are part of our crew. We're all together, side by side, in this fight for freedom. And the second American Revolution that I call 1776 worldwide. And it's time for people who've been on the fence. I don't care what political name you give yourself or what your history is. It's time for you to choose a side. The evidence that this government is bought and paid for and has been hijacked is absolutely overwhelming. It's ridiculous if you're still in denial. And the tenets of our republic, of our founders and their visionary minds, is the antidote to the globalist snake bite that we are convulsing under right now. And it could all end if we just recognize there's a problem, start respecting ourselves, believe that we all have power, and take action against tyranny. Now, I want to cover the tipping point more now, then I'll get into all this news, and then open phones. Phones are not open yet. This is a scientist at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, top statisticians, have found, and this is what other major studies for hundreds of years have found, Gandhi talked about truth going through several stages. First it's ignored, then they attack you, then it's accepted as just common sense. Minority rules. Scientists discovered tipping point for the spread of ideas. Well, their scientists found what humans have known for thousands of years. That it is a highly motivated minority, whether for evil or good, that's going to win the day. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. It does not take a majority, only an irate minority who will not back down and who will not stop. Against tyranny is falling. But it's only when that shield begins to fall that we see the effects and that people begin to wake up and realize just how valuable and absolutely essential it is. All right, getting into this latest breakdown. And again, you can read the Founding Father quotes about it does not take a majority to prevail, but a focused, motivated minority with the light of liberty burning in their heart. In fact, here's a Samuel Adams quote. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Samuel Adams. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Samuel Adams. Let's read some more of this evil, evil person that FEMA demonizes in their symposiums to police. We must indeed all hang together, or most assuredly, we shall all hang separately. Benjamin Franklin. Anyone who trades liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security. Benjamin Franklin. Rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God. You know that one. Benjamin Franklin. Where liberty is, there is my country. Benjamin Franklin. Let me give you an Alexander Hamilton quote. in framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself. And it goes on from there. Now, let me get to this tipping point. Ron Paul is only a manifestation of that. Just like the sun coming out will heat the ground and plants will turn towards it for photosynthesis. The tyranny is causing the response. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And so, as darkness rises, goodness is going to rise. And the system understands these basic laws. The globalists are obsessed with natural law. They understand it and manipulate it and subvert it. Once you're aware of natural law, of common sense as it's known popularly, it is your lantern. It is your light. It is your guiding torch to understand what's happening. Humans act the same over and over again. Now listen to this. Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute have found that when just 10% of the population holds an unshakable belief, their belief will always be adopted by the majority of the society. The scientists, who are members of the Social Cognitive Networks Academic Research Center, used computational and analytical methods to discover the tipping point where a majority belief becomes the majority opinion. The finding has implications for the study and the influence of societal interactions, ranging from the spread of innovations to the movement of political ideas. When the number of committed opinion holders, how about fact holders, this is distorted information, below 10%, there is no visible progress in the spread of ideas. It would literally take the amount of time comparable to the age of the universe for this size of a group to reach the majority, said SCNACR director Beclair and Roland Schmidt, designated professor at the university, went on to say, once that number grows above 10%, the idea spreads like flame. Funny, I was just reading a founding father talk about setting brush fires in the minds of men and women. Oh, you guys just discovered, did you just discover water was wet? Did you just discover Marilyn Monroe in her prime looked like an ice cream sundae? Did you just discover that fast cars are fun? Did you just discover black uniforms on police signify you live in a tyranny? Did you just discover the universe? It continues. When the number of committed opinion holders is below 10%, there is no visible progress in the spread of the ideas. Once that number grows above 10%, the idea spreads like flame. And that's why the technocrats have built this control grid police state. That's why they've had to use chemicals in the food and water and the GMO. That's why they've had to use the television to try to dumb people down. That's why they've had to psychically and societally and socially attack everyone to dehumanize you, because only a group of addled zombies, cognitively poisoned, can be led by this unnatural system. And that's why I hate tyranny so much, is that it overruns the strong. It overruns the creative. It attacks the leaders. It attacks the beautiful, because the control freaks are like a cancer. They're not dominant. They're malfunctioning. They don't hold beauty in high esteem. They don't honor it. Their spirit, their soul, their intellect does not commune with all that is good. They see beauty as ugly. They want to pull it down. I've studied history. I've studied their psychological makeup. In every case in history, these particularly nasty elites do this. Sometimes you get a philosopher king. I'm always against kings and centralized power. But sometimes you get a king who discovers beauty and discovers humanity and society. And those are times when societies flourish like nothing you've seen. But it's very rare, and that person always falls because the levers are seen by the tyrants and the control freaks under them, those that simply seek power for power's sake, who want to press blindly on the nerve of power. They will overthrow anything centralized. And so a philosopher king, the wise king, and it's happened many times in history, is still extremely rare. And it's transient. It's like lightning in a jar. It flashes and is gone. Only a generally educated and informed populace in science, mathematics, beauty, literature, music, history, the love and desire to build and to honor creativity and honorableness, that will build a system that will take us to the stars and beyond. And beyond the subatomic, all of it. We're already unlocking the secrets of the universe. We've only begun to learn. We've only begun to even imagine the incredible power that our species is capable of. The globalists, at least 30 years advanced, are still mere children, despite the fact that they have even more advanced secrets. Just because they cold-bloodedly understand how humanity operates and have created this artificial habitat to control us, doesn't mean that they still aren't influenced in blowback by the societal poisoning that they've engaged in. And so now you've got psychopathic groups with armies of sociopath control freaks under them and the mental midgets that also serve them in the lower rungs in control of what can only be described as super science systems, believing that they're cold-bloodedly executing this when they're the opposite of cold-blooded. You people are going to destroy yourselves. You're not just going to destroy us. You can't destroy the general public without destroying yourselves. Have you not learned history? No matter how powerful your genetic engineering, no matter how powerful your computers, no matter how powerful your systems, I don't care that Google can predict mass movements down to almost 100%. Of course, that's what DARPA built it for. I told you 15 years ago I knew it was a crystal ball. What do you think that crystal ball is going to do? It's going to destroy you along with us. You people aren't gods, and you're not meant to be gods. And humanity is only crawling right now. Could humanity in the future control these systems? Assuredly, yes. But not until there's real leadership that doesn't seek to dumb down and destroy, but seeks to unleash the fires of liberty and stand back in awe at what humans can do. I admire strength and beauty. I admire creativity. I admire art. I admire people doing better than I do. When someone's better looking than I or smarter than I don't. I'm not disgusted by them. I'm not envious or jealous. I admire them because they're a human and so am I. And it's that type of understanding that is going to free this species. We have the worst of our people running things, who have graduated by degree in the crimes against humanity they've committed until they now are a charnel house orgying in corruption, trying to one-up each other on how ruthless and bloodthirsty and sickening they are. The art houses in New York and Berlin and Paris, for decades, the most popular, highest-selling art is the most vile, ugly things you can imagine. And the elite battle with each other to own the most sickening, disgusting, frivolous art they can because it's part of a sick debasing. It's part of tithing to evil, tithing to ugliness. They're not stupid to pay $55 million for a skull with upside-down crosses painted on it encrusted with diamonds. They're doing it to worship the dark energy they've given themselves over to. And it is your inability out there to uncloak these people. And all you got to do is open your eyes. They're not cloaked. All you got to do is put the sunglasses on, the spiritual, psychological, survival instinct glasses, and go with your gut, go with your intuition, go with history, with common sense, and you will suddenly see them for what they are. And it is disgusting and pathetic. When I look at Rick Perry, I don't see someone powerful and strong. I see a crone, a wraith, a stilted, jilted, owned, twisted, empty vessel for dust. I see the same thing with Obama, a prancing teleprompter reading joke. I can see them. What are they saying? They live. I got one that can see. It's so easy to see. But you've got to be ready to face what you see once you open your mind's eye. You have to be ready. All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. You take the blue pill and you go back to where you were. And all of this is forgotten and it's just a dream. You take the red pill and we go down the rabbit hole. But as you reach for the red pill, remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. We have let evil run rampant and take over every facet of society. We have taught ourselves that corruption and ugliness is sexy and powerful and cool because it's aberrant. We have sold ourselves on bondage, that it's trendy to go with the flow. Some people get freaked out by this radio show, and they should. But don't get freaked out in despair. This is the great challenge. You should thank your lucky stars that you are alive right now and part of this great challenge. You are alive at the beginning of the greatest conflict and challenge that our species and this planet has ever seen. The future destiny of our species and all those that came before us and all the 7 billion alive today and all of the trillions to come at the birth of our species, the true next level of where we're going. We are here at that jump point. We are here at that crossroads. The globalists look out across the seas of time and they see the empowering opportunities of uplifting humanity. But because of their fallen nature, they seek to covet this information for themselves, lest you get it and they no longer be in power. But they will never be able to attain those heights that they can see if they do not repent and change their ways. They will not go forward. They are barred. They are blocked. They are damned by their own decisions. They will not go forward into the future. The pit that the technocrats have dug for humanity is a pit that they are at the bottom of. Only by turning with knowledge and love and honor and goodness does this species have any hope of obtaining the unattainable, and that is survival. Following the course of the controllers leads us to certain doom. Doom is more than a word. Doom is so much more. Doom is complete. Doom is forever. Doom is irrevocable. Doom is where this road leads. And all of you that believe you will protect yourselves and your families by joining with the system or by trying to sit on the fence, you are neither hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. Do you want to be spit out of the universe's mouth? Is that what you seek? Better to join with Satan willingly together to join and consciously know the evil missile you ride right into Hades than to think you're going to cheat God of justice. You don't think there's good and evil. Look around you. You don't think there's a God. Look where you are, in the middle of wonderment, spinning through space, the light of distant stars, many of which long extinct, burn in your eye, burn in your mind, burn forever in your soul, the light of creativity and creation. We are made in the image of the great creator. The devil is not the grand architect. The devil takes God's name and is a counterfeit. We're going to return with the tipping point, then all the news and your phone calls. I'm done preaching. Stay with us.
Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Thank you for joining me.
Gather around me, people.
So you've got another big scientific outfit that's come out and said, wow, once 10% believe in something and stand for it, nothing can stop them. You're talking about less than 0.1% that are true Luciferian globalists. And even if you're an atheist and go, Alex, I don't want to hear about gods and devils, the globalists at the top do worship Lucifer. And I've infiltrated their meetings. I've gotten their documents. I've covered it ad nauseum. Skull and Bones, you know about it. That's who they believe they're getting their power from. They do have some power, don't they? The God of this world. And continuing here, Natural News had a report on this a month ago that I mentioned. Peer pressure causes people to literally alter their memories of recent events. So see, we have the truth. We have historical evidence. We have facts. They just have a bunch of dumbed down propaganda. And that's why the globalists put out so many different spectrums of disinformation to just flood the political and sociological and economic debate with a bunch of background noise and confusion. And that's a multi-thousand-year-old military system, a tactic of the fog of war, of confusion, of smoke. Going back thousands of years ago, they would routinely send outriders out to a completely different area randomly and start attacking people. Just to sow confusion. And in fact, if you go back to some of the British intelligence maxims that have been declassified that go back over 200 years, they would say little prayers at the end of their meetings about, may our enemy be confounded and confused. May we sow discord and confusion in their ranks. May we be focused and clear. This is what it's all about. The globalists know exactly what they're doing. They're following their program so bold that if anyone had the courage to actually look at their own writings, they would immediately all be arrested. Peer pressure causes people to literally alter their memories of recent events. Because humans are highly social animals, and for many years, psychologists have observed a variety of both positive and negative effects resulting from a human tendency called memory conformity. When groups of people are exposed to a similar experience, their recollections of the experience, as well as their feeling and values related to the event, tend to reshape over time in order to conform to those of their peers. Empirical evidence of memory conformity and social compliance have been suggested by classic psychological studies conducted in the 50s. Famous experiments and studies have been conducted in schools, prisons, and workplace settings. But earlier this year, the Journal of Science published a study providing the strongest neurological evidence yet in support of the existence of memory conformity. And basically what they would do is show somebody a red car, but then have the authority figures say this is a blue car, And the majority of the people in the university setting would then believe it was the wrong color. If it was really blue and they said red, they would say it was red. If it was really red, they would say blue. And that's the cold-blooded control freak game of these media pundits and people that work at CNN and Fox. They're into conning people. They're not into unleashing humanity and telling people the truth and going, here's the keys. You know, here's what I've learned. Here's my knowledge. Now increase your power. They don't just marvel. They don't like watching powerful rockets launch into space. They don't like seeing people pole vault and do incredible things. They're threatened by that. They're the greedy, hateful people. They enjoy lying and watching people be conned.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're into hour number two. I've covered some of the news, but I haven't gotten to really the crux of it yet. And I will do that throughout this hour and the next. And we're going to have open phones. I'm going to give the number out in a moment. I just want to mention here, here's the New York Times. Perry suggests Fed is almost treasonous. Kind of like he said, sometimes I want to secede in Texas. It's all rhetoric. Talk, just like a enemy fighter bomber coming in will sometimes broadcast the opposing side's codes to confuse them. But if the enemy tracked that jet taking off in a foreign country, it knows that it's a deception. I mean, just because somebody, you know, in a special forces group in World War II, in the Rangers, knew how to speak German and would walk up to a foxhole and say, I'm your friend in German, before they threw a hand grenade in, didn't mean that the special forces were friends with the German army. Just because Michelle Bachmann comes out and says, it's our choice, liberty versus tyranny. Rick Perry, I'm going to fight the treason of the Federal Reserve. Channeling Ron Paul, and suddenly Newt Gingrich is like, we need to do something about the Federal Reserve. It is duplicitous. Those very people, especially Newt Gingrich, would attack anybody that criticized the Federal Reserve. And now that it has won the day, people know, oh, you mean the presidents are bought and paid for by these foreign bankers? You mean they get to make trillions of dollars out of nothing, and then we give them the money, and then we have to pay them interest on money we give them? That sounds like a big scam. That sounds like a scam so ridiculous. How do we get in this position? Quiet, quiet. Don't look at Ron Paul. We have Rick Perry, Al Gore's former chief of staff. Rick Perry, here, let's pull the little string. Pull the string. Federal Reserve is almost treasonous. I got pointy boots on. Pew, pew, pew. My name is Rick Perry. My name is James Richard Perry, or J.R. That's right. J.R. James Richard Perry. James Richard Ewing. I mean, give me a break. The only thing not phony about Rick Perry is he really is from Texas. Now, oh, by the way, Politico came out. Others did as well. Rick Perry responded and admitted he worked for Al Gore. Oh, your operatives, Rick Perry, saying I was lying about that in the last couple of months. Didn't work. The dam broke. Ooh, they're going to find out about all the other stuff now. Oh, sorry, Ricky boy. Now, there's a certain limp-wristed type of waddling Republican who likes to be patted on the head by Rush Limbaugh and others. And you guys love destroying yourselves, so you'll probably, you know, cheer, even if they steal the election from Ron Paul. But at the end of the day, your big government-loving ways are coming to an end of the road because you've been so successful destroying the country. And so no matter how you paint things up, no matter how you sell this propaganda, no matter what you put on the label, people know it is something that, well, got dropped out in the middle of a field by a horse. And they're not buying into it. And see, there's something about people losing their jobs, and there's something about people being stopped by police at checkpoints. There's something about people being treated like slaves down the TSA, grab their genitals, that tends to get people angry and tends to get them to wake up and actually gauge the situation and reconnoiter things and take action. And so that's what's happening. And undoubtedly, just like God gave us Ron Paul at this key juncture in history, God gave us all of you out there that know the truth to spread the word. And no doubt God put me right here in Texas so I could be real close to Rick Perry and at these key points tell you all about the man the establishment wants to be, the next El Presidente. Now, that said, I'm going to come back and give the number out. Not yet. And then we're going to go to your phone calls and get to all this other news. And boy, is there a lot of it. Oh, they're announcing they want to cut veterans' benefits. Oh, yeah.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It may be a YouTube glitch, but it doesn't matter. That's why we have our own PrisonPlanet.tv system and premiered the video and audio here on the radio last hour. We shot a video last night. Aaron stayed up all night and produced it. It's very well documented. It's titled The Ron Paul Tipping Point. The Ron Paul Tipping Point. And for over an hour and a half, it's been done and uploaded. And YouTube will not let us take it off of private. And will not let us give it to the public. So we're going to have to upload it to some backup channel if it doesn't start working soon. And we did over 60 Google bombs earlier this year and late last year. Every one of them was successful. We even did, in one case, five terms in a row. First, we tried two in a row, three in a row, four in a row, five in a row, where we could call out five different terms that people go type into Google and hit enter over and over again, and it makes it the number one search term. And it had a huge effect. Then about 3 months ago, I started noticing that if I tried something with Barack Obama's name or Google's name, clearly they've put a whole index of things in there that cannot become the number one search term. Now, Ron Paul himself has been in the top five off and on the last week. But I am going to, during the next break, come up with a three-word search term. So start your engines. I haven't decided yet what it's going to be. I'm going to have Aaron put it in his headline and re-upload this video to another channel because there something's going on with it. And we're going to put that search term out and see if they're censoring Ron Paul. Now, if I give a very archaic sounding or very rare name, it'll go to number one. And so I've done the test. I've done strange sounding names. They go to number one. Things that aren't in their list. And we've identified what they're doing by trial and error. So what's a good term to describe this? If we did Ron Paul tipping, that doesn't sound, I want to go to this video in the article. Ron Paul tipping point Ron. Yeah, but the problem is that term is all over the news. We have to use something that won't drive the traffic to all their mainline garbage. Okay, that's good, and I thought of that, but I think I thought of naming videos that, but Ron Paul winning is already, he's already won so many straw polls and won so many other events, no one will end up coming to us from it. So it'll become number one, but then it'll just be diluted off into the hinterland, the Niederwall, the underworld of the internet. I'll think of something, and we'll get an article up there. So at the bottom of the hour, I'll give you a search term. Now, I want to open the phones up on any of the issues I covered last hour, any of the news I'm about to get to right now. But here's the deal. I'm going to go to you, and I'm going to try to be quick so we get to the next person. So be ready to explode with your point, and we're going to move to the next person. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Here's CBS News. Radical overhaul of military retirement aid. as part of budget cuts. The Military Modernization of the Military Retirement System Act. And this basically cuts the set pensions of officers and people that have served 20 years or more, but to sell the general military on, and it gives them a tiny stipend, gives the rank and file a tiny pension that, of course, you'll never get. And they've already taken their death benefits, a secret deal now made public last year, so why not? So we told you that was coming. Also, getting into some of the financial news here. This is out of the Washington Times. Obama calls for tax hikes, blast GOP. And they've got the usual suspects out there, like Warren Buffett and others, saying we've got to raise taxes on the rich. If you took all of the rich people's money that actually have their money in the U.S., it's less than $2 trillion. That's come out in the last year. New York Times, Wall Street Journal, $2 trillion. Wouldn't even run the country for a year. The military is over $1 trillion. Now, if you took all the money from the Buffetts and the Sachs, Coburg, Gothas, and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Gateses, now you're talking about the secret trillions. And I've even got mainstream news articles here. How companies are bypassing the U.S. high income tax rate. Well, they're not bypassing it. They wrote the laws. I mean, how do all these big Fortune 100 companies pay zero taxes? Some of them, like Google, pay 2.4. How do they do that? They don't bring they take the money out. They don't bring it back in. And so they always target the public like you're idiots. And they say, things are getting tough. Let's get the rich people. And Warren Buffett comes out and says, I hardly pay any taxes. Let's raise taxes on the rich. And he calls for raising taxes on people making $250,000 and a couple or making $125,000 individually. And that's how they operate. They want to get the rest of the middle taxes money. That's what they want to do, and it's that simple. They always wage war against the middle class. And so he comes out with a bunch of simple talk about, we could fix it all if we just up taxes on the rich people. But notice he calls for a tax plan that goes after the middle class and working class folks that work for the middle class, what's left of our skeletal economy. They've already deindustrialized us. Now they're getting rid of the service economy. They're getting rid of your discretionary income. What the money you are paid doesn't buy as much through the inflation tax. They're hitting you with a perfect storm of a depression in the real economy and a depression in wages. Wages are going down on average while the dollar buys less and less. Normally inflation's bad enough, but you just get paid more. And things cost more. No. If you notice, everything costs less. If it's like a service item, like a DVD or a shirt or something, because people are getting rid of all their profit. But then if it's items you've got to have, like gasoline or and things the globalists control, big commodities, it's going up, up, up. See, it's a perfect storm because they have to totally break you and domesticate you. So we have that report. Obama to automakers, you can't just make money on SUVs and trucks. That's right. That's the only group really making money because folks with big families like to have a car and everybody can get in the car and be comfortable. They're also a lot safer. People see them better. If you're in an accident, statistics are there. But they want you to drive one of these little tin cans. And so he's ordered them just to not have engines that'll work anymore within 3 years. Now, that's out of the Hill newspaper. Continuing here, Eurozone second quarter GDP growth slows to 0.2%. And that's with huge inflation on top of it, so it's actually a negative growth rate. Moody's lowers economic growth outlook. Ah, yes, Wall Street Journal. Further lowering the outlook. So that's just some of the financial news that I have here in front of me. I'm going to finish up with the political news, then go to break and come back with Robert, Michael, Randy, Jonathan, Janice, and others. Coming up in the last 30 minutes of the next hour, we're going to get into ATF promotes supervisors and controversial gun operation, because it wasn't a screw-up. They did a very good job, just like the FBI supervisors that ordered the FBI to stand down with the reported hijackers, really decoys, saying, yeah, they want to get planes and fly them in the World Trade Center. Don't tell anyone that. National security, shut up. You're demoted. I am promoted. Oh, the planes flew in. Oh, all these FBI people that helped it happen, huge cash bonuses, rewards. You're going to the big office up top. You're the type of criminals we like. Come on up to Satan. You have served well. Oh, you murdered everybody at Waco. You're going to the big office upstairs. Oh, you helped cover up Oklahoma City. You're going to the big office upstairs. Attorney General was the assistant attorney general. Oh, you perjured yourself to Congress. You're going upstairs. Oh, yes. The very people that continue to do it, even after it came out, it was killing cops. You're going upstairs. Good job. You took a bath in the cesspit. You stink even worse than we do. You're going upstairs. But don't worry. America is safe. America is safe. Yes, Politico came out along with the Associated Press and others yesterday and reported that Rick Perry really was the campaign chairman of Al Gore in Texas and did support global warming. Oh, he did. Rick Perry got caught lying, saying, well, I supported Al Gore before he invented the internet or was Mr. Global Warming. Turns out, Rick, we all know you're a gun grabber, fake environmentalist, okay? Come on. You're a male cheerleader. Used to, you had to be a lawyer to be president. Now you got to be a male cheerleader. How many of these guys are male cheerleaders? Have you looked into it? Come on, Twinkle Toes. Come on. Come on, tough guy. Perry suggests Fed is almost treasonous. Yeah, that's the New York Times. He was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Boy, he's becoming Ron Paul. He's channeling Ron Paul. I told you that would happen. I told you Rick Perry was going to announce. I told you his pledge was fake. It was meant to be broken to pique interest. I told you he would then come out and say, I'm going to get rid of the Federal Reserve. I want everybody to have grenade launchers. We're going to secede. Woo, yeah, bang, bang, boom, boom. I got pointy boots. I'm tough, rootin', tootin', Yosemite Sam. Ooh, bomb, I'm going to keel haul you. Yeah, he's Yosemite Sam wearing pink underwear. Governor Rick Perry of Texas extended his sharp criticism of President Obama's economic policies of the Federal Reserve, declaring printing more money to play politics. Let me get this extra Texas accent. Printing more money to play politics at this particular time in American history is almost treacherous or treasonous, in my opinion. Really, Perry? Who bankrolls you? The big mega banks are the shareholders of the Federal Reserve are lined up around the block for you, just like they were for Obama and George W. I mean, you're bought and paid for by these people. All right. I'm going to get to your phone calls. And the good news is later in the broadcast, the media is having to admit, okay, we ran a hoax. Ron Paul is the front runner. Sorry, don't hate us. Some of your calls and then get back into the incredible economic news. More and more, the so-called mainstream, that means the deceptive foreign banker-owned media, is admitting, yeah, the dollar's probably going to be worthless. And, yeah, world government's the answer. Yeah, but don't speak out against it or then world government doesn't exist and you're a crazy person. And that Ron Paul, he's evil. In fact, Time Magazine's out making fun of Ron Paul. What's the quote here? From a Viewpoint in Time Magazine that hardly anybody reads now. Ron Paul's another cult figure pretending to run for president. That's right, he's pretending to be so popular and every major actuary beating Obama or coming in second with Obama or losing by 1 point to Obama. He's the only Republican who right now in polls is beating Obama. Rasmussen, you name it. But it doesn't matter. We have this guy, Joe Klein, to tell us he's pretending. Ron Paul's not bona fide. He's not real. Never flip-flop, never backed off, never compromised. No. He's the pretender. Rick Perry with the pointy boots and the and let's get the Federal Reserve, get a rope. I mean, give me a break. It's all rhetoric. Oh, no, he's real. Mitt Romney, who wrote the Obamacare law. He's real. They're real. Not that Ron Paul. How many other ways can they say can't win, isn't real, isn't a real candidate? They're scared to death. Robert in Texas, you were on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. It's been a while. This is Robert with the Funkmaster 5 blog on YouTube and Facebook. Wanted to drop in and talk about Rick Perry a little bit. We talked about a year and a half ago, and I told you I thought that if they decide to pull Obama, it would be Rick Perry. The obvious reason is because they're both Bilderberg. But, you know,
well, I'm glad you're tooting your horn, Robert, and I'm sure you've got that clip. You know, I made a film 3.5 years ago and say he's getting ready to run for president called Endgame, and I don't just speculate. I have real sources, Fox News, state police, security detail, political operatives. I've known all of this. I haven't calculated it. I've known it. When he gave the pledge, listen here, for Texas, I'm not running. I want Texas. I might secede, actually. I am really conservative here. I am not going to run for president. Texas needs me. I pledge. Remember a year ago, and I said, it's a fake pledge. It's a fake pledge. It's part of a strategy. I mean, this is a totally plastic fake person. Sorry, Robert.
And, you know, and you were always dead on calling how he uses his Texas draw, you know, just kind of like Sarah Palin uses her phony northern accent and Kissinger uses his fake German accent.
Yes, Mr. President. What do you think of Rick Perry, though? I mean, they're saying he's the second coming of Ronald Reagan, the second coming of Al Gore as well.
Well, we know that he's all into selling out sovereignty. He loves the idea of taking people's land and sending it off to the control of corporations based out of Spain. And, you know, we know he's you know, basically, like he said, he admitted to working with Al Gore. You know, I mean, it's just one Bilderberg guy after another. Eventually, people have to realize that nothing's really going to change if we keep electing people from that group. You know, we got to get outside of that group at least, you know.
Well, look, it's a victory that Ron Paul is doing, I'd say, 5-10 times better, depending on which poll you look at, than he did last election. We admitted he was an underdog, but if his message got out, he could win. He's not an underdog now, though they have said he's not even the mainstream media, which isn't mainstream. We've got to quit using that term. The corporate fraud, lying whores, the deceivers who enjoy lying to people are saying he's not even real, he can't win, he's not a real candidate, because he is winning. And again, there's a lot of backlash to this now. We're going to be covering more of that later. Anything else?
Alex, I have just one quick little weird request of you. If you would, you don't have to, but if you would, say, check out Funkmaster 5 channel with your Yosemite Sam impersonation. It's the best I've heard.
Well, Robert, you've already plugged it twice, which I don't care. I like activists plugging their websites, but then it only becomes activist. Maybe we should have like a 30-minute period every week where call in with your plugs, and it's like, all right, Alex Jones is a Vatican murderer. Alex Jones is a reptoid. We've got to kill him. Alex Jones works for Israel. Alex Jones is a Masonic Grand Dragon of the Pop-Tart clan, you know, but I'll do it for you. but put the video up for a minute. Ooh, you're listening to Funkmaster 5.
When your country is being turned into a 21st century banana republic police state, silence isn't golden, it's yellow.
You are listening to Alex Jones broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are out of the gates, rampaging like the Slitz malt liquor bull, crashing through the lies and disinformation, blasting the globalist with both barrels. All right, let's go to Roger in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Great to talk to you. I'll just make my points very quickly. We're talking about science today.
I just wanted, I think it's worth noting that, like, the Royal Society, according to their own history page on their website, admittedly are founded by Hermetic philosophers. You know, these are the people that created the channels of accreditation for what we consider to be scientific. And, you know, coincidentally, most of what they present, you know, tends to disprove God and dehumanize us, you know, presenting the Hermetic philosophy that, you know, God is a demiurge that needs to be improved upon through ritual and philosophy, and the real God, Jehovah God, Creator God, prevents the impartation from the higher, really good God, this enlightenment. So are you familiar with any of that at all?
Yeah, that's Luciferianism. When I said last hour, they think Lucifer's God. I appreciate your call. And at the end of the day, the globalists think they're God and they're not. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. You're on the air, Michael. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I listened to your show yesterday, and the way that you articulated the battle that we are engaged in, the point in history that we are at, and the shallowness of our opponents almost moved me to tears. It was one of the most beautiful, real, passionate, heartfelt things I have ever heard and seen from you in the 13 years I've been watching and listening to you.
Well, thank you, my friend. You know, I only speak from the heart. Hold on one moment. Aaron, come on in here. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I got to do this now. Is that headline up yet? Yeah, but I know you haven't been able to upload the... just put the caller on hold, because Aaron just came in here. I've got to talk to him. I'm sorry, sir. I apologize. I've got to do this right now. I understand YouTube wouldn't let us upload it. Try to upload it again. What's your ETA on the Ron Paul tipping point being up? Okay, because I don't want to give this Google search term out until the article's up. And I don't want to give the name out yet, because the enemy could use it and post it themselves before we get it out. Mouth the word to me. Ron Paul. Yes, that's it. Can you just get the article up and then red link it and then say video coming soon? All right, great job. Great job. Okay, folks, and I apologize to the listener. I'd forgotten I'd called him, but he wasn't in his office, and then he came in once I was on air. And sometimes I'll put a caller on hold and let them keep talking, and then while somebody's asking me a question, and then you hear the caller saying, what do you think about that? And then I'm going, repeat it again. That's how much is going on around here. Well, we got a Google bomb for Ron Paul coming up here in a little while, and so stay with us for that. Now, I apologize to the caller. If you'll bring my calls back up, guys, please. They've got a new phone system they control, and I need to see it back on screen here. Okay. All righty then. Who was I talking to? Michael in Texas? That's what I thought. Okay, Michael in Texas, go ahead.
Thank you. Here's the spark that I want to provide to light the powder, to fire the volley that will rock the foundations of the establishment. In 4 days... it's Ron Paul's birthday, the 20th. He's having a money bomb. If we can't get a million patriots to donate at least $20.12 to this cause, then I don't know what else to do. We have to answer back with something that cannot be ignored. And I couldn't think of a more appropriate gift for a man who has dedicated so much of his life to the causes that we all fight for today. And I would ask that we form a coalition, regardless of what you think about Ron Paul or 9/11 or whatever, that we form a coalition, Alex, that you get with George Norrie and his listeners, and we create a coalition that fires the volley on August 20th to Ron Paul.
All right, Michael, I appreciate your call. You know, I've supported his other money bombs. He has broken the records for the most donations in a single day, and it was mainly from small donors. I have given repeatedly in the last election cycle. I'm going to give in this cycle. The biggest thing is attacking the mainstream dinosaur corporate whore media, the lying stream media, is to attack them and to let them know that they are ignoring Ron Paul to keep him from the people, because he is viable, because he is the front runner if you put all the different polls and straw polls together. That's the number one thing. But I do think this money bomb coming up on his birthday in just a few days here is very, very important, and we will work on that. But nothing's going to be done with one fail swoop. And some people say, well, if he doesn't win, my money's wasted. No, it's not. You get to see Ron Paul up there bringing up real issues in debates that tens of millions of people see. Ron Paul goes around the country and is all over the media bringing up the issues of liberty. We're gaining ground every year. I mean, we ought to be incredibly optimistic. The problem is the globalists are coming down like a hammer right now. So it's a race to the finish line. Let's talk to Randy in Georgia. Randy, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I actually spoke with you on the 1st of August, and I called in because the Census Bureau came by my house, and they were trying to have me take a survey. And they actually came again on the 8th of August and were trying to get me to take the survey again. And my husband called the actual regional office. And the supervisor, that he spoke with, said that there were 33 different divisions in the Census Bureau. And, you know, which one are you calling about? He's talking about, the housing survey. And my husband, he was like, well, my wife spoke to Karen on the phone and face-to-face twice, and she said that, you know, we don't want to participate. Well, she tried to glorify the survey and say, well, it's for the president, and this will be your opportunity to voice your opinion. And my husband, he was like, well, I understand that. I know how to voice my opinion if need be. And I don't understand what my plumbing and how many toilets and the characteristics of the household has to do with this. And she was saying, well, it's for the people that, you know, the foreclosed homes or the subprime mortgages.
All right, ma'am, let me just stop you. I mean, this is like saying a woman wants to come in my house and eat food out of my refrigerator and she won't go away. And this is how... You're awake if you just question this. No. You're awake if you don't open the door or debate or discuss anything with these people. And we're so nice as a nation. We put up with anything. Do you know what census forms, where they go at my house? They go in the trash can and the door isn't opened. And if someone bangs on it, I don't open it. I say, get off my front porch. And if they knock again, I open it. I say, did you hear me? I'm calling the police. I'm not talking to you. I'm not your slave. Now get off my property now! And I appreciate your call, ma'am. It is because, or she may have had more to add, but I just can't hear this anymore. See, it's so alien to people to have any freedom. It's so alien. Ladies and gentlemen, all they can ask you is how many people live here. Under the Constitution, for congressional apportionment to decide how many members of the House of Representatives your state gets. You get two senators per state, and then for states that have larger populations to make it fair, they get the most members of the House. That's it. And I told people 12 years ago, I said, you're letting them give you these 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 200, it varied. They were testing questionnaires, and they admitted in 2000, 11 years ago, that they were going to start yearly and then monthly surveys. And now I get calls every day, on air, off air. My neighbors are talking about it. People are now getting monthly visits, and they keep banging, and they say, it's the law. You've got to fill out monthly stuff. You got to let me in. I need to know about your stocks and bonds, your firearms, your toilet. It's the Fifth Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. This is not North Korea. And ma'am, if I sounded a little rude to you, I apologize. Our country's sinking. We're going into a depression. They're killing the dollar. I'm freaked out. I'm nothing special, but I'm not a slave. I'm angry. And I hear your sweet, nice voice and about you calling scumbags at the Census Bureau and them giving you a line of bull, and about these people coming to your door who won't quit coming. And I get angry. And I couldn't hear your sweet voice anymore. And think about these people preying on you. And folks, it's preying on you with them up there with their GPS marking your doorway and coming back over and over again. And I conjure up in my mind the image of that zit face. Nothing against folks that have acne. I'm sure I had some when I was a teenager, but this guy had pizza face. And he keeps banging. And my wife had told me, girlfriend at the time, we got married a few months later, but this is back in 2000. She had told me, I told this story 50 times. I got a videotape of it here somewhere. I never aired it. And she goes, that's the guy that came 2 days ago. He says, we've got to fill out the whole form. And then I'd been nice. I'd filled out two people live here. That's it. That's the law. You notice they have the U.S. code under those two questions. You know, they say, it's the law. You got to fill this out. And there's like the part that's the law and then all the rest of it. It's all a con, all a scam by con artists, a world run by con artists that just by increment get us to put up with more and more. Now you got to fill out 50 questions. Oh, it's 10 years later. Now we're coming yearly. Now we're coming monthly. Well, tell us about your firearms. They're going around in Austin demanding to be let in businesses. I am empowered by the Census Bureau. I will come into your business. No, you little creature, you will not. It's federal zoning boards. That's all in the carbon tax law. These home inspections by little greeny commissars. You know, when we get really busy sometimes, we'll get a maid service, you know, folks that come in a couple days a week to wash clothes and stuff. I got three children. And a lot of these services will say, well, don't wash the blacks with the whites. It's ruining our clothes. They go, but environmentally, it's better and uses less water. Genetic engineering is the problem. Splicing animals and humans, that's what can hurt the earth. Don't come in here with your environmental cult garbage with me. Don't get up on your high horse here. It's all getting them ready to come in our houses, run our lives. It's already happening. The Green Police. People being arrested for light bulbs and the wrong toilet. These people aren't playing games. And you've got all these miscreants who won't get a job in the free market because the free market's almost gone. And it isn't Obama destroying it. He's just a puppet. It's the big banks that own the Republicans and the Democrats. It's a scientific takeover program to reduce us to dependent slaves, serfs. And it's so diabolical. And I know as it gets worse and worse, here's this guy out in the door. And I go, what are you doing? And he goes, it's the law. You're going to fill this out. And he was about a half foot taller than me. He thought that and his zit scared me. And he had this plastic badge. And he said, you see this? I'm from the Census Bureau. And I said, you listen to me and you listen good. I have a Fifth Amendment. I don't have to answer your questions. You're here fraudulently. Now get off my property. He kind of bucked up. And I said, I told you, get the you-know-what out of here. And I followed him out to the road, and that little arrogant psychopath was parked in the middle of the road. The middle, like he was supreme emperor of the galaxy. All right, I just can't handle it anymore. You see, people think it's weird that I'm upset by this. Government people that are going to come to your house monthly? I've seen reports where people have kicked them out of their house, and they send a SWAT team to the people's house and kill them. You can just type in. In fact, people won't believe it. They'll forget. There have been 3 or 4 cases I've seen. Woman says no to census worker. SWAT team. Woman dies after throwing out census workers. I think one of them was in Houston. And I, whatever then. Whatever. Kill me, you scum. I'm sick of you. I don't want to bow down and be your slave. I don't want to lick your boots anymore. I'm done. I'm done with all of you. All you idiot scum slaves that love being slaves. Just you are so the opposite of freedom. You people are pathetic. You mainline idiots that I know tune in to this show. You're going to get hurt so bad by what you've let out of the box. And then how, no matter how bad it gets, you've always got new excuses for why you're doing it. God, listening to that woman. Listening to that woman. I just can't handle it anymore. How nice and sweet she is to those people. And that she's the type that they'll SWAT team when you're nice to the scum. I'm so angry I could just crush my teeth off in rage. I mean, I just it's always those nice ones that they're going to get. They're going to prey on. They just love it. Stop being nice. Stop being accommodating. Stop. Get rid of this Southern hospitality. Southern hospitality is for your neighbors, not for a bunch of scum. My whole life, I've watched my family, who are good people, be nice to scum because they're gentlemen. And it is a certain time for a gentleman to stop being a gentleman. You understand that? When people try to make you their slaves, then it is an affront to this species and our children and everything good. Now, here's the Google search term, and we'll see if these NSA DARPA trolls are able to block you in a mass swarm attack. Ron Paul exploding. Ron Paul exploding. Three words, put in the Google search engine, and I want you to ram it into Yahoo and ram it into every other system. And I want you to get this article at Infowars.com, because it won't matter if they block this. We're going to forewind it all over the internet. And the video's about to go up on that page, so just send that link out. Ron Paul exploding. Dr. Paul is reaching a tipping point, which no one can ignore, emerging as the front runner in the GOP 2012 propaganda. They are attacking him from every angle with every bit of propaganda and garbage they've got because they know his message is cyanide to them. And the video is now live. Good job, Aaron. And I'm sick of you working 48 hours in a row. Go home and get some sleep. I love you. Ron Paul exploding. The establishment media's attempt to ignore Ron Paul's 2012 campaign for president has become so blatant following his close second finish in Iowa straw poll that even mainstream reporters cannot ignore the biased attempt to drown out his message. Despite their best effort, Ron Paul continues to explode in popularity, surfacing repeatedly at the top of major polls, and his message transcends the political gatekeepers. Dr. Paul is reaching a tipping point, which no one can ignore, emerging as the front runner in the GOP 2012 primary. He's the only real candidate. Everything else is propaganda, despite attempts to feed the populace more empty suits, pro-war, big government candidates. And there's our video, Ron Paul tipping point. So I want you to make this the number one search term, Ron Paul exploding! Listen, you know, I want something to get across to people. I believe everything I'm saying here, and I know I'm right. Okay? I mean, have you opened a history book lately? You studied every other culture? I mean, everything the system's doing spells not some boss hog corruption. I just got chills. But hardcore systematic extermination government. You mean, you think the government's out of control now, folks? If they take us over the edge, and we're right at the edge, it is going to be hell. And we're probably going to go into it. And many of you are going to look back on this show years from now and say, man, now I know what that guy was talking about. You ain't seen nothing yet, ladies and gentlemen. 7 million people starved to death in the banker-designed implosion of the Great Depression. And we're in a lot worse shape financially, spiritually, societally, economically. Now, we are set for a fall that is going to make that look like a walk in the park, a cakewalk, Sunday school. It's going to, I am completely freaked out. I mean, I moved the country over this. I know I'm right. I'm right about gold. I'm right about the wars because the globalist alt-right handbooks. It's all public. World government. The end of the family. Germany's already passed laws under carbon taxes by 2020. No one will be allowed in new houses to live as a single family. You live in these weird communist dormitories. I mean, we're being Sovietized by hardcore bankers. I can't believe you idiots that serve the system. You idiots that think you're going to join with this and get some power out of it. You don't make a deal with death, morons. And I can't believe people think I'm exceptional, that I'm something special. What are you talking about? A bunch of hardcore criminals take over and want to totally gut the country, and you think it's weird to get upset? My children have no future if we don't beat these people. And I wish people were strong enough to see the psychological warfare and know what we're facing. I got to fill my gas tanks right now, and then I'm going to come back and go to your phone calls, and I'm going to go fast to Michael, Randy. Already talked to them. Whatever. They got new phone systems in there. It's driving me crazy. Skyler, Tim, Jonathan, Janice, Matt, and a bunch of others. And don't forget the search term, ladies and gentlemen, please. Ron Paul exploding, Ron Paul exploding, Ron Paul exploding. Now, filling my gas tanks here. If you believe in what we're doing and you want to see this Abrams tank continue to run over enemy emplacements in the info war, continue to smash through the enemy's operations, and we're not going to save anybody, folks, but resistance is. We're only one part of an overall war going on everywhere. And we're declaring the war. The war is already declared. We're just pointing out it's going on. We're declaring it to people that don't know. So if you believe in what we're doing, buy the Live Free or Die new t-shirt we got out, the camouflage InfoWars ball cap. Great way to meet like-minded people and support the broadcast. Obama deception, fall of the Republic, Endgame, Invisible Empire. We've got all sorts of special deals. I mean, we basically almost make nothing now on a lot of these combo deals. As long as it pays for the guys that still have a job in the back of the warehouse to ship it, it's advertising and PrisonPlanet.tv paying for everything. The point is the t-shirts get the word out, so do the books, the videos, the rest of it. And if you want to support us there, please do. Also, click on our sponsors and support them on the websites, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But if you really want to get tools to wake people up, go to InfoWars.com, check out the online Patriot apparel, anti-globalist, get the word out apparel, the wake-up apparel, whatever you want to call it. And buy the books, the DVDs, the films, the best material out there I see, I read, I buy it and sell it. And then you got all my stuff in there as well, or you can see them all in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've launched all these new special reports we're doing live at PrisonPlanet.tv and then archiving. And we start September 1st, the weeknight 30-minute television news show with special reports. A lot of times it'll piggyback on it. So every night it'll be 30 minutes. Some nights it'll be 2 hours. Some nights it'll be 24 hours. Oh, yeah, I've got all sorts of plans. Okay, just support us. Put jet fuel in. I'll go over the enemy, drop another bomb on them.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've been taught to give in to a bunch of greedy, demonic, spindly neck, chicken neck, goblin faced control freaks running our lives. And it's time to get angry about it and say no, that we're awake and we don't care what happens. We're going head up against you. End of story. We're running over you, scum. Bunch of filth. We're doing the Google search term Ron Paul exploding and see if they can ram it through the enemy. Ron Paul exploding, Ron Paul exploding. That'll lead them back to our video and article exposing their fraud. I got the clip coming up from the Federal Reserve channel. Why would John Stewart, the brother of the head of the New York Stock Exchange, a big globalist, be pointing out that Ron Paul is dominating the election? Because he wasn't talking about it, and the rest of the media was basically playing Ron Paul down, and so there was a big backlash. And so if they can't beat us, they're going to join us. That's what's happening. And that's what I said last night in videos I shot. But right now, let's go to Jonathan in Kansas. Thank you for holding during my fits. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I have two things to say, maybe three, but if you want me to go quick. Last night, well, the first thing is about Ron Paul demonization. The second thing is... about child sex slavery. Okay, the first thing is, last night on MSNBC, that there was some kind of pundit who said that he was demonizing Ron Paul by saying his bus should be called the bus of recreational drugs and nukes for everyone. Okay.
Well, no, and that's the new talking point from Chip Munkabee. Chip Munkabee, Huckabee, you know, says that he wants to give guns to two-year-old children. And then he wants to give nukes to everybody and wants to legalize all drugs. No, he said, give it to the states, get the federal government out of it. And the way you handle Chipmunk is you go, shut up, Chipmunk. You know full well the government ships the drugs in and keeps it illegal to keep the prices up for the banks, you stinking maggot. That's how you deal with Chipmunk. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, on child sex slavery. Well, you may have heard of this, but let's see. There's a YouTube video called dozens busted for child porn at the Pentagon. That's one thing. The second thing is...
Yeah, what happened there, that was earlier this year. What they do is they put child porn on thousands of Pentagon people's computers, most of which that were blowing the whistle on corruption, and then said, you go along with the trillions we've stolen, or we're gonna bust you for child porn. That's mainly what's going on.
Okay, the other part is there's this award-winning film coming out called The Whistleblower, and basically it talks about how military contractors and the UN were involved in child sex slavery in Bosnia. It has all kinds of awards, and it's winning. Maybe, I don't know, it's up to you if you want to get a direct...
Absolutely. In fact, I'm aware of The Whistleblower coming out. I think I saw a trailer for that months ago. I mean, it came out in mainstream news. Everywhere the UN goes, everywhere DynCorp and Halliburton go. Shit, I mean, do people think I just get on air and say Halliburton runs child kidnapping ring, Chicago Tribune, and that it's not true? Or I get up here and say Al Gore's former chief of staff for Texas was Rick Perry, and it's not true? Of course it's true. That's what I mean. These people, do you know who the number one private contractor is for CPS in the United States? Most of them aren't even officers of the court. As fraudulent as the courts are, do you know who the number one group is grabbing kids in America? Do you know? Jonathan.
Yes, I know. DynCorp.
DynCorp, absolutely. So DynCorp's in the news actually going and grabbing kids out of houses to fly them to Saudi Arabia and other places. But then they're in your town coming to your door. These are hardcore criminals, man. And by the way, I got death threatened a lot 5 years ago when I talked about this. I don't care, murderers. I'm not going to cowardly sit here and let you do this. You understand murdering scumbags?
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. From deep behind Texas, occupied by offshore criminal banks, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and if we don't wake up the full magnitude of the occupation, and that I was talking about last segment because a caller brought it up, DynCorp Halliburton in the Chicago Tribune, in other big papers, caught running child sex rings, kidnapping women, men, for slave operations, and they're offshore, you know, they're over in Dubai, so they can get away with it. And DynCorp and other big contractors, but DynCorp is the biggest group, run the actual CPS enforcers in most states. The person that's the CPS agent with the satanic eyes that comes to your house to take your kids because there's dirty dishes or because the neighbor saw you yelling at your kids or whatever. The people that are five times more likely in the Justice Department's own numbers to kill or hurt your child. The most dangerous place in the world is in those pedophiles' clutches. Now, they're not pedophiles. They're just mentally ill people that were abused themselves and think everybody else is an abuser and hate parents and believe that the state is their parents because they were institutionalized. They're either kids that have been institutionalized and the state's their mommy and their daddy, like something out of Russia or Nazi Germany. This is what CPS is. Or they're mindless socialists who hate the family. That's taught in their textbooks. I've read them here on air about they want to annihilate the family. Or they're hardcore pure mercenaries, or they're pedophiles. And the largest group of those four groups is pedophile. Oh, by the way, that's in the criminology reports. I mean, do you know how many truancy officers are pedophiles? You know how many Boy Scout leaders are pedophiles? You know how many? Why do you think so many Catholic priests are pedophiles? Because, yeah, there's a lot of folks that do like children, want to help them, want to see them grow. But then there's also the predators that come in. And so governments have always gone in and killed the parents and taken the children. The Romans did that so they could re-educate them. And so the caller, you know, was bringing up how it's all over the news now that the UN and others are involved in all this. It was always in the news. I don't get up on the air and say DynCorp and Halliburton got caught running child kidnapping rings. I would be sued immediately. I would be off the air if it wasn't true. I have literally scores of mainstream news articles, congressional hearings. I've seen Congress people ask Rumsfeld when he was in there, why are you allowing them to still have contracts? Because even though they're involved in this. And he said they're allowed to. They paid a fine. If you were out grabbing women and children off the street, you'd go to prison or get the electric chair, and you should. They do it, and it's like, well, you know, it's the government. Folks, it's so far beyond the media's liberal or they're environmental wackos or they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And they've got, at the highest levels, people that are fully conscious of it. Most of them are just little self-centered, trendy people that want to be pundits or anchors that will say whatever they're told, and they hear the big national pundits put out the propaganda, and then they parrot it, and then they get patted on the head by the program director, because the program director is a parrot and thinks, well, this is what the big guys talk about. This is establishment. And that's how they've maneuvered us into this just twilight zone of evil. Well, not me. Not me. I am not going along with this. I was back in the back, and maybe the guys weren't listening, but they're like, why are you saying that the census is coming to people's houses? The census is over. No, it's not over. Exactly. You're living in the old America, where they only came every 10 years. They've announced 10 years ago that it would be every year and for some every month. And it's all over the news, monthly census visits, outside of law, and they will threaten to call the cops on you if you don't answer all their questions and let them in your house. Okay, these are the little Soviet national security force, just as big and just as strong as our military. Now, let's go quickly to calls here, because I got to get to this John Stewart clip. Let's talk to who's been holding the longest. Matt in Alabama, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
I sent you an email. Not everyone believes in this, and not all of us should do it. But we got to recognize it's going to be hard for Paul to win early primary votes in the South. And this is a Southern strategy, but it could work in urban areas across the U.S. We got to recognize that black voters, African Americans, are a huge untapped resource.
Well, they already favor Paul 5-1 over other Republicans, so I don't think that'll be a problem. They rewrote his district into a big black area years ago trying to beat him, and he only got more votes.
In South Carolina, they're over 40% of the electorate. Now, no other Republicans can reach these voters. These are primary voters. We would not be asking them to vote against Obama, but we could use them in the primary elections. Now, Paul is on record offering to give pardons to nonviolent drug users that are in federal prison. You know, everybody knows somebody that's been affected by this, especially in our black communities. They've got family and friends. It's a civil rights issue. It's a social justice issue. And for white people that still have the monkey of racism on back, this is what they need to do. They can either find the video on YouTube, search for Ron Paul pardon, put it on their iPhones, bring a friend, and start going into these minority neighborhoods and showing black voters that video.
Absolutely. Folks, if you pull into a group of, for whatever reason, on average, white people, and start trying to talk to them about politics, they're going to turn away because they're scared to talk to anybody. But if you go into black and Hispanic areas, white especially, they think it's so crazy, they will literally embrace you just to have somebody actually talk to them like they're human beings. And we need to get together for liberty. Absolutely. That's what it's all about, and it's a great idea, Matt. I appreciate your call. Okay, I'm going to continue with Skyler, and then Tim, and then Joe, and Katrina. I'll at least get to those callers before this hour ends. I do have a guest coming up as well, but I wanted to get to this John Stewart. Now, John Stewart's not his real name, and that's fine. His brother is the head of the New York Stock Exchange. That's about as mobbed up as it gets. And John Stewart has guests on that promote carbon taxes and the rest of it. I don't like him. I think he's very funny, but I don't, as an individual, I know he's cold-blooded, using humor. And I've seen his assistants beat up people on the street of New York that just try to give them information or dare ask questions at one of his shows about 9/11 truth. You can pull that video up. But the point is that John Stewart would have to come out and show that they're ignoring Ron Paul last night illustrates the fact that the system, Politico said it today, went back, AP came out and said, okay, he really is the front runner. Yes, he is dominating everything. They only did this after it blew up in their face. They got such a backlash now that they're jumping on the bandwagon. They'll now start shifting into scandals. Just look for that. But we are beating them here. There's a tipping point happening. Let's go ahead and play this John Stewart clip. Here it is.
So now with Pelini dropping out, Rick Perry dropping in, and Michelle Bachmann and Ron Paul dominating the Ames straw poll, we got ourselves a race.
We have a top tier. It is Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Michelle Bachmann.
We have a new top tier, and it's Perry, Mitt Romney, and Bachmann.
There's now a top tier in this race, at least for now.
See the talking point?
Romney, Perry, and Bachmann.
I mean, I think that's fair to say.
Really fair to say? You're not forgetting, I don't know, anyone, say, an ideologically consistent 12-term congressman who came within less than 200 votes of winning the straw poll? Isn't anyone going to give that gentleman a little love?
There's a top tier now of Bachmann and Perry and Romney, and, you know, we haven't mentioned, and we should.
Thank you.
We haven't mentioned, and we should, Rick Santorum, who did really surprisingly well for the amount of money and resources.
Who got third place?
Rick Santorum? He didn't get half of what Ron Paul got. He lost to the guy who lost so bad he dropped out of the race. Santorum?
We're looking at Mitt Romney, who continues to be the front runner, but we have Rick Perry as well, and now Michelle Bachmann. Let's not count out John Huntsman, though.
What? John Huntsman? Huntsman got 69 votes. If all of John Huntsman's supporters met at the same Ames, Iowa Quiznos, the fire marshal would say, yeah, that's fine, no problem. There's still some tables open in the back. Huntsman was the only Mormon running in the straw poll, and he came in second amongst Mormons. And by the way, this pretending Ron Paul doesn't exist for some reason has been going on for weeks.
A new Gallup survey showing Rick Perry running second to Mitt Romney, knocking down Iowa favorite Michelle Bachmann to fourth.
Behind who? Fourth behind who? How did libertarian Ron Paul become the 13th floor in a hotel? Why? What's wrong with... He is Tea Party patient zero. All that small government grassroots business, he planted that grass. These other folks, they're just moral majorities in a tri-cornered hat. Ron Paul's the real deal, and Fox News should love this guy. But watch the disconnect between the debate moderators at Fox's Thursday debate and the debate audience.
Iran does not have an air force that can come here, just like we did in Iraq, build up the war propaganda. There was no al-Qaeda in Iraq, and they had nuclear weapons, and we had to go in. I'm sure you supported that war as well.
Yeah. Okay.
It's time we quit this. It's time. It's trillions of dollars we're spending on these wars.
Did you hear the crowd?
What's with the smirk and the eye roll? The guy gives it, the crowd goes nuts, and you do one of these.
Book 'em, Dano.
There goes crazy Uncle Ron. Babbling about the unsustainability of multiple wars. Boop-boop. He's the one guy in the field, agree with him or don't agree with him, who doesn't go out of his way to regurgitate talking points or change what he believes to fit the audience he's in front of. And you're treating him like if this were Celebrity Apprentice, he'd be this guy. By the way, at the Ames, Iowa straw poll, Busey beat Huntsman 77-69. And even when the media does remember Ron Paul, it's only to reassure themselves how there's no need to remember Ron Paul.
Right now, live, right next to the bus behind us, Ron Paul is speaking. And seven of the candidates are here today. We have live pictures of Ron Paul, but you know what? We're talking about Sarah Palin, and we're talking about Rick Perry, the two people not in the race yet, Drew.
And guess what, Paul? If you get video of Sarah Palin or get a soundbite from her, bring that back to us. You can hold the Ron Paul stuff.
Right? Right? I mean, that guy, right? We'll be right back.
Look, our video also breaks some of that down. Ron Paul Exploding is the name of the article at InfoWars.com. The video is called The Ron Paul Tipping Point. But this is all just absolute disdain and arrogant hatred for their audiences. You see, I talk to you like you're red-blooded, like you're intelligent, like you're informed, and you want freedom. And I just tell you what I really believe and what I stand for, just like Ron Paul does. No teleprompters, no preparation except for the research. These people Yo, by the way, bring me that Sarah Palin stuff back. Forget Ron Paul and the other guy. That's right. We're not looking at Ron Paul. And all Politico on the left and Fox on the right pulling polls when he's winning, dubbing booing over his CPAC victory. Caught. And they said, oh, it was an accident. It was an accident that we noticed it and covered it and became a big national issue. These people are not conservatives. The owners of Fox News, who are getting in big criminal trouble, by the way, now, they've been caught lying with the hacking scandal. They're there to control conservative movements as the number one threat to their global government, their collectivist system. They are there to lead people into tyranny. They are Judas goats. You know what a Judas goat is? You'll have your sheep or your goats, whatever you like, and there'll be a trained ram or a trained goat, and they will lead the other sheep or goats, depending on whatever the case is, into the pen. And then he goes out the other end, they get slaughtered. And that's exactly what this is. And it's real cute and it's real funny, and they talk to you like you're low-grade morons. Conservative, liberal, Politico, Time Magazine, says Ron Paul's another cult figure pretending to run for president. See, they tell you who you can vote for. They tell you who's legitimate. Not a statesman. Not somebody who's never flip-flopped. Not somebody who has warned us about exactly what would happen before it happened. Not someone absolutely tailor-made to really start turning things around. And as Ron Paul said, under the Constitution, he can't fix everything. But he could certainly strike a big blow for it. But what happened this morning and what happened last night? Associated Press, once a fringe candidate, Paul shaping 2012 race. They go on to say, yeah, he really is a front runner. No, he's the front runner. That's not wishful thinking. I've looked at the numbers. He's winning most of the straw polls, most of the scientific polls, or coming in second place when she stole the thing and bought 4,000 votes. By the way, that's over 90% of the votes she got. That's all admitted. And it's coming out in Politico. Perry back crusading Gore in 88. And they go on to show that, oh, he lied and said that he didn't support Al Gore when he supported, you know, environmental land grabbing. Turns out Rick Perry's a big fake environmentalist. Big gun grabber. Of course he is, man. He's an effeminate, fake, tough guy. And it's not fair to women. He is a ninny. He is a candy behind. All right, continuing here. It's just all a sick joke. It's all a completely sick joke. And that's only the tip of the iceberg, what they put together in that little four-minute segment for The Daily Show. Now, I happened to see websites the last month saying, why is The Daily Show covering Ron Paul? Why are they involved? Why are they not mentioning them? And I did see shows where they would mention the other candidates and never mention Paul. So that's what's happening. They got a big backlash and said, we'll destroy this guy later politically. We've got to go ahead and make a joke about the Republicans because this is just too rich. And I'll guarantee you a high-level decision was made to even allow that on air, what you just saw, because it became too obvious on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, every local talk show host. They don't have to get talking points. They're not big enough to get, you know, to actually get talking points. And it's admitted those go out. MSNBC gets them directly from Soros in the White House. They just hear what the national says, and they think, well, I'm not my own man. I'll just repeat what I see on the news and try to sound smart. And these so-called political pundits, they get their news articles together, and they just memorize what other pundits say, and then they come on air and say, you know what I think? I think blah, blah, blah. And it's a repeat of something they heard somebody else say, who is repeating what somebody else said, like a bunch of chickens going, bruh, 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 you know, just up there squawking in a hen nest or something. I mean, are you dumb enough to buy this? And I've been asking that question since last week, and I think the answer is no, you're not dumb. And see, the old line media still thinks they can con everybody, but their gun is out of bullets. Your calls are coming up, and a special guest on more White House crimes, some big breaking news. I want to bring Ted Anderson up here. Ted, just side issue, you've been a big Ron Paul supporter, I know. You had the Ron Paul Air Force with banners all over the country and funded the blimp. And I don't know, it was spent $300,000 last time I checked trying to get the word out. Last election, I know you're all in on this one. What do you think of the fact that Ron Paul really is exploding right now?
Well, honestly, Alex, it's no surprise to me, because watching Ron Paul operate in front of the television, YouTube, and all this other stuff now, everybody's getting to know this guy. He's as real of a person as you can get. Plus, also, one of the very few politicians that's never been bought out. I mean, the special interests may try, but they can't get it. And then you watch him confront Ben Bernanke. I know the entire country is, again, back in this guy. I should say the entire country, because there's some people that are idiots that are not. But, you know, anybody that has any economic sense or has any hope for the future of this nation better be backing Ron Paul. He's the only guy that understands it.
Perfect. He's never flip-flopped. I mean, they're giving us Al Gore's minion apprentice and the guy that wrote the health care bill and an IRS attack dog shock troop they sent into houses. I mean, Michelle Bachmann, I'm sorry, she's got all the rhetoric. Look at Rick Perry saying the Federal Reserve is treasonous and treacherous. I mean, they're having to adopt that because we're winning, Ted. We're right. Winning. So the enemy has put on our uniforms. It's the oldest trick in the book.
It sure is. And Alex, yeah, it's just developed to that. And it's really because of shows like yours that Ron Paul's there in the front line. I mean, let's face it. Last time when he was running his election and Fox wouldn't let him on the debate, it was your audience that turned him around. And
he did say that on the air. And I'll tell you, Ron Paul, you know, his whole crew, about 80% of them love me in his different offices. About 20% are kind of mainline Republicans and act like I'm Satan. But Ron Paul has never forsaken us, despite the fact that the national media has made issues out of him coming on my show. Big deal. You know, he goes on a lot of programs. But, hey, Ted, briefly here, because then we're talking about Ron Paul. I'm going to come back and go to this guest real fast and then some calls. Tell folks about where gold and silver are right now and some of the special deals you've got. I know you want to apologize. You said buy gold at 300 and now it's 17 plus and silver at $5 and now 40. But again, apologize for being right. And then please tell folks today's offer.
Okay. Well, presently right now, gold has seen a high today of 1787.80 and is trading currently at 1781.80.
Do you want to apologize?
Yeah, I apologize, I guess, because the world is melting apart and we were right about that.
Okay, good. Apologize again for silver.
But anyways, yeah, silver right now is currently at $40.26. I'm sorry, that is the high today, and $39.89 presently.
You want to apologize for telling folks to buy that at $5?
No, I guess I should, but no. I mean, people are, they'd be just absolutely dumb to stay in the paper currencies. I mean, right now finally, Germany is falling apart in the European Union.
Well, tell folks the goodies you have, because you've got a lot of specials from when it was lower, and it keeps running out, but then you always buy when it's low again. Tell folks the goodies you've got, 800-686-2237, to get evil silver and gold at incredible prices.
Well, I mean, first of all, I didn't even move the prices up, and the price has gone up like crazy in both gold and silver. Francs currently right now are at 381, British sovereigns at 478. By the way, that's a quarter ounce gold coin. The franc is a fifth of an ounce gold coin. Presently, right now, we have the that offer for the American Dream video for $83 delivered. You get the video, you get the Mark Dice book, you get two silver dollars. Silver's over $40.
Free shipping. You can't even buy two silver dollars for that. Yeah,
exactly.
The
and then why not, while they're at it, pick up the Endgame video, Obama deception, Follow the Republic, your best videos you've ever made.
Free on top of when they get three silver dollars. 800-686-2237. I want to apologize for being completely right and having super good deals for you that nobody can top. I apologize. Again, hate me if you want. Here's the toll-free number. 800-686-2237. I apologize for telling you Rick Perry was going to run for president as well and being completely right.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Want to get those radio specials, Midas Resources already has extremely competitive prices and a wide spectrum of high quality gold and silver coins. Very competitive, fifth largest gold broker in the United States. But the radio specials, and they have a list of them, are loss leaders. On many of these, Ted actually loses money. On the rest, he makes 2 to 5%. You've got to remember, that's when he at the price he bought it at, he's making 2 to 5%. He bought a lot of this gold and silver months ago, as much as he could get, knowing it would go back up because he's seen the long-term cycle. If you look at an 11-year graph, 12-year graph now. So if you count market increases, Ted is losing money on these deals. These are loss leaders to get you involved in gold and silver. And I am very proud of the fact that I've been promoting gold and silver for 14 years because I studied history, I studied monetary policy, and I knew it was the only way to go. I only wish I would have bought more gold and silver myself. I was real conservative. I went with my advice, you know, 14 years ago. I said you should have 10% of your money in gold and silver. And over the years, I've attained, you know, some, but it's not that much. I tell you. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And when you call, tell them it's Alex Jones special to list the all the different specials they've got. They've got quite a cornucopia, and only one of them is available online. If you go to Infowars.com, you will see it says buy two silver dollars, receive two free gifts from Midas Resources, a free film and a free book, and free shipping. So it's really three free gifts, but we like to under-promise and over-deliver. It's actually free shipping, a free book, and a free video, so I guess it's even better. But we ought to change that to three free gifts and explain it's a video, a book, and then free shipping. Because, I mean, that would be about 10 bucks in shipping. I mean, that is a free gift, isn't it, free shipping? I don't know. 800-686-2237, and it is your support, buying the books, the videos, the T-shirts at Infowars.com, your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships that allows us to continue to operate and to expand. And you've been seeing a lot of that happening as of late, haven't you? Okay. I will get to your calls coming up in the last couple segments, but I wanted to get Glenn Spencer on from American Patrol, because we've been interviewing him for about 12 years. He's an American political and illegal immigration activist. And, of course, he's been a frequent guest on Lou Dobbs, many other shows, AmericanPatrol.com. And I wanted to get him on to talk about this. ATF promotes supervisors in controversial gun operation. LA Times, the three who have been, by the way, I said this months ago, I said they would be promoted. We got to find that clip. The three, for a job well done, this wasn't a failed sting. It was a way to demonize the Second Amendment, destabilize Mexico through the SPP plan, use destabilization there to call for a North American security perimeter instead of our actual borders being the security, to mutualize and harmonize our forces. That's all on the books. So ATF promotes supervisors in controversial gun operation. The three who have been criticized for pushing on with the border weapon sting, even as it came up. They did a great job, received new management jobs in Washington and big pay raises. So the people that their underlings said, you're shipping guns to Mexico, this is illegal, stop it. They, of course, are being demoted and getting in trouble. That's been confirmed. And those that did it and followed their criminal orders to then demonize the Second Amendment, they are being promoted, kind of like the high-level FBI supervisors that ordered their folks under them that said, hey, these people are going to flight schools and don't want to know how to land them. I think they want to fly it in the World Trade Center. That was a quote by one agent. They said, we just demoted you. You're off the case. National security letter. Don't talk about this. They stood down. The attacks happened. And they all got record cash bonuses and went up to the big offices. It's like, you are hardcore. We're really going to take the American people's rights now and keep the borders open. High five. Attacks happened. Oh, well, let's help get the underwear bomber on the plane. We're the State Department. We'll put naked body scanners in. Oh, yeah, these are good people. And it goes over all of that in the articles. And as I was saying, Glenn Spencer joins us from right there on the Arizona-Mexico border. And Mr. Spencer, good to have you here with us today.
Alex, good talking to you.
So what's your take on this? Maybe we should give them a box of gold and cigars and have a parade for these ATF guys that, well, it's admitted at least five cops, three dead Border Patrol agents, and countless citizens on both sides. Is the pay raise big enough for the great job they did?
Well, I'm not sure if that's all they're going to get. There are probably some other perks they'll get that we don't know about.
Oh, good.
If you look at the LA Times statement, the agents, the boots on the ground, one guy says, literally my mouth fell open. He said, I'm not, literally, he couldn't believe that these guys were being promoted back to Washington. But it's not surprising. It's not surprising. These are people who are to be rewarded for doing exactly what they were told and not questioning the authority from Washington, D.C. These are jackbooted thugs who will do anything the Obama administration orders them to do, including shipping guns to Mexico that are used to murder our agents. Now, if they will do that, they will do anything. So we must reward them.
Absolutely, like Katrina gun confiscation. These are great people. And I guess they've got to be pretty proud of themselves now. I mean, we've got a lot of dead police officers, a lot of dead Border Patrol agents. This is, I mean, how dare you not be for them getting big raises, Glenn?
No. See, the thing is, this is it. And the word goes out throughout the agencies, throughout the federal government. You do exactly what you're told, and you will advance. If you defend America like Ramos and Pompeon, who happened to have wounded a drug smuggler and criminal, they went to federal prison, right? So if you try to defend the country, you'll go to prison. If you turn against it and do anything you're told, anything, including the shipping murderous weapons into the drug cartel's hands, you are on your way up the ladder. That's the message.
And Obama has canceled what was left of the so-called partial fence they built, the virtual fence. They're canceling everything. The illegal aliens are running all over us. Rick Perry, who got awards for sanctuary cities, introduced a bill and then quietly killed it to get rid of sanctuary cities. What a duplicitous weasel he is. And we've got
absolutely.
Tell us about Rick Perry. You're the big immigration expert.
Well, I've tracked Rick Perry for years. Okay, he is an open borders globalist. He got $250 million from the state of Texas for a border initiative. And I think it was the Houston Chronicle that gave him the Pants on Fire Award for wasting all of that money. He was such a liar. He spent it on political hacks without doing anything about the border. He is opposed to the fence, and that's the only thing that keeps El Paso from being overrun by Ciudad Juarez. But that fence is an important element in our defense. And may I say this? There is an element here that links the fence to Fast and Furious. Because, as you know, I've been flying the border on a regular basis. I mapped the border fence. I've been doing this for 7 years. And I watched it go up. And what we found in looking at our data, that we found out what started the Mexican drug war. We know what started it. It was when we closed off the Goldwater bombing range with a fence starting in 2006. That triggered it. And then they closed it off from Yuma over to Calexico. That kept it going. And then right near me, another 40 miles. This was the unintended consequence.
By the way, that's the only true part of the movie Machete, is that the drug dealers on both sides of the border get together to try to get a fence built so that the Southern cartel can bring their drugs in and cut off their competition. And I know that did add a lot of stress to the different cartels.
There's no question about it. I've analyzed it and studied this for 2 years, more than 2 years. That's what started the Mexican drug war. Had we finished the fence, they wouldn't have had anything to fight over. Now, this is what I think was behind Fast and Furious. Our government was trying to prove that it was U.S. weapons that set off the Mexican drug war instead of the actual fence.
That was in Mexico. They also wanted to blame the Second Amendment. I remember a year and a half ago, they were blaming the Second Amendment for Mexico and calling for gun restrictions. So,
absolutely. And they've been lying about it ever since. So what you have now, and you mentioned earlier, a program to essentially merge the U.S. and Mexican war on drugs and the border effort. This comes directly out of Northern Command. I can go into detail with this, but I went to a conference a couple of years ago I had to pay $1,200 when I sat there and listened to a general tell us that the homeland definition used by Northern Command now includes Mexico. Did you know that?
Yes.
But the Northern Command includes in their definition of homeland the country of Mexico. That's our home. That's the homeland.
We got the documents in 2007. It's in my film Endgame. I know you covered it. Judicial Watch sued and got the North American Union SPP documents, and it said we're going to use border crises to get rid of the border, create a continental security perimeter that now Obama has officially executed, and merge the three countries and use each other's troops in each other's nations against our own citizens. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I sat there and listened to this general from our Northern Command explain how they're going to go about doing it. And I've got his whole transcript and the audio clip of how they're doing it. There are our Army is encouraging our Border Patrol agents to work directly with the Mexican Army, right, going around Washington, D.C. Work directly with them, he said. We'll support you. This is totally subversive. This is totally subversive. But I'm looking into Mexico right now. I'm looking at a cartel headquarters. We have documentation. These drugs are going in and out of there, and the Mexican Army is going in and out of there. And I'm watching it right now. And our government, our Northern Command generals are working to erase our border. And I have absolute airtight proof of that.
Well, very well said, Glenn. Getting back to this ATF situation, yeah, they quote the lower-level ATF guys that blew the whistle saying our mouths have fallen open. You're promoting them? Because as you said, this was not a botched operation. They've now caught the FBI, DEA, and ATF shipping guns into drug gangs in Venezuela, in Nicaragua, in Honduras, into drug gangs in Miami. This is in the news. It's admitted now.
Right.
The head of the ATF admits that Holder lied to Congress. So this is a larger program, almost like Iran-Contra, where they're actually funding certain drug gangs that are knocking out their competition. And I'm telling you, this is the Chicago mob running our government. I mean, how creepy is it that the Chicago mob connected Obama? If there was any question about this being Chicagoland nationwide, that's what this is. Only a Chicagoland president would say, you know what, you guys ship these guns in, and even after you got caught, kept doing it under our orders, we're gonna kick you upstairs. You're what we're looking for.
That is exactly right. They will. These guys will obey any order, no matter how outrageous. That is the criteria for advancement. Because if people get the word, don't ever question the order. Just do it, right? And so just do it. No matter how outrageous it seems, you just do it. If you want to lose your job, go ahead. Complain. You'll be out on the street. Have you checked the unemployment rates lately? Good luck. And we'll blackball you. This is serious.
Well, I mean, the country's completely collapsing, and Mexico's collapsing under globalism. And as you know, you've worked with native groups around North America. I remember being in Mexico 20 years ago for Christmas in Cancun, more than 20, like 22, with my parents. I guess I was in junior high, more like 25, 30. Man, time flies. And I remember my parents were driving around Yucatan sightseeing, and there were signs everywhere that said, buy UN Biosphere Land, Glenn. And they went back to the hotel and got brochures, talked to the concierge. They said, you can buy land in Mexico. They were just opening it up. And it was land where they had forced the farmers, it was all over Mexico, off their land, forcing them up to the maquiladoras. That was part of the NAFTA deal. They were getting, this was pre-NAFTA. They were getting ready for it. This was probably about 1990 or something, maybe even earlier. And now I've learned all over Latin America, they force people off their land up to the big cities, which are then juncture points to the United States and Canada. And it is just absolutely horrible what these globalists have done. They really are long-term thinkers.
No question about it. No question about it. It's the elimination of the nation state, one world government, one world, no borders, no nation states, no army, only the UN. That is their goal. They will sacrifice us. They will look at problems like in California and just slough it off and say, that's the price we have to pay.
Well, Glenn Spencer, I really appreciate you joining us. You know, we need to make this a big issue with the big-time Republican talk show host. We need to get Congress to be subpoenaing the Attorney General for caught lying. We need to really see a movement towards impeachment. I mean, if this isn't impeachable, fast and furious, what is? Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. No question.
Well, let's get the heat on these people. I mean, where are the big mainline Republican talk show hosts? They're still calling it an Obama screw-up, shipping guns in. This isn't a screw-up. I mean, Hitler going into Poland wasn't a screw-up. It was what he meant to do.
Well, that's right. And even you talk about Rick Perry, my little feature today. I mean, here's Fox News, you know, the supposedly bastion of the right. They won't talk about Rick Perry's clay feet in immigration. They won't talk about it.
And, well, Rick Perry got an award. You know, I talked about this last week. People didn't believe me. Rick, I mean, they pulled it up off C-SPAN. I have footage of it in my film Battle for the Republic. Rick Perry was given awards by Vicente Fox for in-state tuition-free legals that other U.S. citizens don't even get. I mean, right. this guy is a joke.
He's not a joke. He is a serious threat.
Yes. It's just a joke that Limbaugh's endorsing him. I mean, is there no end to these people?
I don't hear Limbaugh endorsing him. He endorsed him?
Oh, yes.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, look, just Google Rush Limbaugh endorses Rick Perry.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, guys, search it. We'll show people when we come back from break. Well, Glenn, fire out the two websites for folks.
Okay, I've got AmericanPatrol.com, and we've had 31,526,000 hits on it. And then I also have American Border Patrol. We don't update that as much, but you've got some good stuff, including the proof that the fence started the Mexican drug war, and they should have stopped. They should have finished it.
All right, Glenn, thank you so much. Folks, Google bomb the term Ron Paul exploding. The article and video are at Infowars.com. We'll be right back with some more of your calls. Thank you, Glenn. Now, but remember, if you're mad at the dinosaur deceptive con artist media treating you like idiots and saying Ron Paul can't win, they're starting to back off. They're starting to get scared. They're starting to admit, okay, he is the front runner. Get our video off Infowars.com titled The Ron Paul Tipping Point. And it's posted inside an article titled Ron Paul Exploding. E-X-P-L-O-D-I-N-G. Three words, put them in Google. The three words side by side and hit enter, and search it. Re-enter it over and over again. Let's make it number one. Ron Paul exploding. Let's get that out. Regardless, get the article and get it out to everyone you know. I'm also going to post under my video that John Stewart. I think that really says a lot as well. Let's go ahead and go to Skyler in California. Thanks for holding, Skyler.
Alex, pleasure talking with you. I'm a hardcore Ron Paul supporter, and when I talk to undecideds about Ron Paul and they ask me whether he supports 9/11 truth, I kind of don't know what to say. So I'm hoping maybe you can give me some pointers. Do you think Ron Paul will support a new 9/11 investigation once he becomes president?
I think Ron Paul has said that the commission said there were problems and it should be looked at again. And Ron Paul's been asked about 9/11 truth before. And he said, look, he's dealing with so many other issues. He knows that for him it's a tar baby, and he's trying to take down the heart of the beast, the private Federal Reserve, that undoubtedly called the shots to stage 9/11. So Ron Paul and his voting record, his constitutional record is perfect. People love to ninny and freak out over the fact that he doesn't go into certain issues because he can't prove it. He sees it as a tar baby. So, I mean, it's a side issue, really, at the end of the day. I mean, Ron Paul will go after the Federal Reserve. He'll try to restore the Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you so much, Skyler. And people say, well, then why'd you get mad at Deborah Medina? Well, because I happen to shoot my mouth off. I happen to just shoot from the hip. And that became a distraction. At the end of the day, she was going to lose anyways. I hate Rick Perry. I at the end of the day, if I would have had it to do over again, I wouldn't have come out and gotten mad. But I was thinking about, I just heard before the show, you know, her going, you know, the guy's going, so 9/11 truth is despicable scum. She's like, absolutely they are. And I was like, I'd had her before say there should be a new 9/11 investigation. And it was not the, if she'd have said, I'm not touching 9/11 truth, I'd say, well, that's fine. That's your view. As long as you're pro Second Amendment, sovereignty, all that stuff. But then to like flip flop, look, it's flip flopping I can't deal with. Do you understand that? I mean, Rick Perry is now coming out against the Federal Reserve. So is Newt Gingrich. They're doing it because we're winning. We're winning. We're winning. Let me say it again. We're winning. They're having to at least take on our political coloration. This is a major tipping point sign. We are kicking hind end here. Susan, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Yes. Hi, Alex. I just wanted to call in today because I was thinking about my own experience waking up. And I guess like a lot of people my age, it was probably the Iran-Contra affair that started to make me look a little closer at what was going on. But it was really your films that began to put the dots together and begin to see just how deep the rabbit hole went. But I think the reason I'm calling today is because I want to give some kind of optimism to people as well. Ron Paul is exploding. People are waking up. And I think that you have to get past that fear that comes with waking up. And maybe you could talk a little bit about that. But, you know, if you look around and you realize that they can try to take our Second Amendment away, but I can also tell you that even just last year, there was over 600,000 people in the state of Minnesota alone that got their deer hunting license. So it's alive and well here.
Exactly, but we've got to get... I totally agree with you, Susan. I'm sorry to all the other callers. I'll be back tomorrow. Catherine and others call me. Catherine in Tahiti, I'm sorry. I'm going to go on overdrive and talk to somebody in Tahiti. A PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. We're going to come back in overdrive. All right. We only got 5 minutes of overdrive here. Kind of like the reserve portion of the show to get to Katrina and Tahiti. John in Florida listening on XM. You know, we didn't used to ask how you're calling, but I really want to start doing that because we have so many great AM and FM affiliates and others. Katrina in Tahiti. Boy, I wish I could visit there someday. Listening and watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for your support, Katrina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's great to talk to you today. I just want to say how much I really love Ron Paul, and I'm just pushing for Ron Paul to everyone I know. Even though I'm watching everything happen on the net, I can see clearly what's happening, and it really scares me. I'm trying not to be scared, but I know I see it way more clearly than a lot of folks.
Well, don't be scared. The system are the ones totally panicking about Ron Paul.
Well, yes, I see that too, and I'm happy to see that, except now I see this Rick Perry spewing stuff about the Fed, and that just makes me sick.
He's like, we got to battle the New World Order. That's why the big banks are flooding my coffers with money. I know. Well, I mean, it's like Hitler at the end of World War II dressing up like Churchill and shaving his head and gaining 100 pounds and saying, we shall never surrender. They're just getting into our uniforms because they're worried.
Absolutely. But this is the whole reason why I don't live in the United States anymore. I moved out of there because of what was happening.
Well, how was Tahiti? I hear it's nice.
Today is kind of rainy, but that's okay. That's part of living in the tropics, and I love it here. I can't imagine ever moving back unless things change at home. I do consider the United States my home, even though I don't live there now. You know, I get some of that crap from people, too. Oh, you don't live here. What do you care? I care very much.
Aaron Russo, Aaron, you're an expat, or even if you're not, I mean, you're allowed to have your views about America. Aaron Russo said Tahiti was great. Katrina, thank you so much for calling, and thanks for being a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. John in Florida, listening on XM Channel 168. John, you're on the air. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. I just want to make a correction. It's actually Channel 166. That's what that way you guys can.
I know. I'm on live during the day on one channel, and then they re-air it other times on others. I should actually know what channels I'm on, but I don't listen to myself much. You're on 166. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to say it's awesome to see and hear how upset you get about them ignoring Ron Paul, because I mean that's how you feel when you hear them ignoring Ron Paul.
constantly.
Well, it's not just that they're ignoring him. They're a bunch of lying scallywags all repeating the exact talking point, which shows you, whether it's liberal or conservative TV, they all work for the same banksters. They're a bunch of traitor scum lying to their fellow countrymen. I'm sorry. They're scum. Go ahead.
I know. No. You're absolutely right. Like, to hear Newt Gingrich on TV during the debates talk about auditing the Federal Reserve, but yet the guy who was the original talking about that, and those are Ron Paul's views. I mean, my question, what I wanted to ask you pertaining to that is, mainstream guys like Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, do you think these guys really understand the truth about...
Yes. At Hannity and Limbaugh and the... Forget it, I'll do it live, Bill O'Reilly level. They 100% enjoy conning people. They know exactly what they're doing. They know they work for the establishment. They think they're the winners. They think it's all cute and funny. At that level, these are very, at least sociopaths, who really hate America and really think what they're doing is funny, and they hate conservatives so much that they're willing to pose as them to bring this country down. They are 100% conscious of exactly what they're doing, and they relish it. They enjoy lying to people. They hate their audiences. Glenn Beck, they think their audiences are scum. These are not real. These people are the trash of the earth. They are the ultimate filth.
That is unbelievable. Well, one thing I can say, it's definitely an information war, because the information that they're putting out there is completely false. And I'm trying to spread the word about Infowars.com, Alex.
Well, God bless you, John. Sorry to Tim and others. It's time to stop mincing words, okay? When you see them all with the exact same talking point, there you go. The mainline Republicans aren't going to fix this, okay? The Democrats aren't going to fix it. They know Ron Paul's the solution, so they're attacking a real American.